Last time, I think you did quite well in Albury, the major population centre in the electorate, but you needed more support in the outlying communities. Is the same dynamic likely to play out this time?
Oh, look, there's a possibility of that happening. You know, it's 126,000 square kilometre electorate. And, you know, even though my best intention is to be in as many places as I can, you know, with the short time frame of this campaign, I've only sort of been able to get out there to other places a few times during the campaign. If I was elected, obviously that would be much different, you know, to be being really present in communities and ensuring that, you know, you have mechanisms where all of those communities are heard and get an opportunity to contribute to policy and where we go from here. But I think it feels much better this time. I've got a lot of volunteers within communities out there who are working and getting the message out that despite what they're seeing and hearing in some of the media and from some of my opponents, I'm a genuine person who just wants to represent our electorate, and that, you know, I consider the people of Farah my party and nobody else. So hopefully that message is getting across, and certainly we'll be seeing if it did in the near future. But yeah, look, obviously I need to increase my vote in those areas, and I have worked hard to try and get that message through there.
Michelle Millthorp, you're joining us from your car on the campaign hustings. I think our listeners will get an insight into just how hectic the campaign is in these by-elections from that fact. Tell me in our last question about what you're looking forward to after the campaign's over, once the result is settled. How will you wind down? How will you spend time with your family? What's life outside a by-election campaign like for you?
I can't remember. No, look, I feel like I've been doing this for 2 years. There was a real feel after the last election. There was work that I still had to do. Like, I felt like things hadn't been done. There were people that were still contacting me as if I was the winner of the election and that I could help them. You know, so it'll be the idea of winding down and having a little bit of a break sounds lovely, but the reality of it is that I've had so many people share things with me that, you know, you feel a responsibility to respond. So, you know, whether I win or I don't win, there's still some work to be done there. I would like to spend a little bit of time with my kids and my husband, who has been out there on the hustings as well. My mum has even been out on the hustings, which is pretty interesting. She's been out Griffith Lake and Narandra. But yeah, look, you know, I hope to have won, Tom, and I hope to be, you know, in and doing some of those things that are really critical, you know, things that need to happen right now. And, that's, you know, some of the things that we've got plans for, but I sort of can't look beyond Saturday at the moment. I'm taking it one day at a time, and then we'll work it out from there.
Fair enough. Well, Michelle Millthorp, it's been great having you on the podcast. Thanks for giving us some time, and good luck for the last couple of days and for the result.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate your time too.
We saw comment from David Farley's team following this interview, but they did not respond. We'll have a bonus episode for you on Saturday ahead of next week's federal budget, talking to the Finance Minister, Katie Gallagher. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast in your preferred player. The executive producer of the podcast is Alison Chan. I'm Tom McElroy. Have a great weekend.
Full Story is supported by CommBank. CommBank is dedicated to using the latest tech to create real change. From utilizing agentic AI to outsmart cybercrime, to solving complex problems at scale, their teams support more than 17 million Australians every day. And you could be part of it. CommBank is looking for senior technologists to help influence strategy, security, and innovation across one of Australia's leading tech environments. If you're a curious mind who thrives on collaboration and is eager to engineer real impact, search CommBank Tech Careers.